T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Whitney Young, and one of the most infamous buildings in downtown Rochester, Hotel Cadillac.
Yeah.
Now abandoned. And in the feed last
probably
hour.
Probably haunted.
Could be. In the feed last hour, we told you how there's a new developer that wants to inject $16 million to restore the building and put in apartments.
I don't
there.
Know if that's enough money.
It needs to be more.
I feel like they might need to like gut the entire building and then start over.
Probably.
Because we were talking about David Andreatta from the Democrat and Chronicle.
He did a story last year where he went in. You were reading some of the highlights of it recently. And
bed bugs, mice.
Yeah, it's gross.
Crusty stuff all over the place.
So before, of course, someone swoops in and saves it and restores it and you know, restores the restaurant and the bar to the original Art Deco style.
Right.
Piggybacking off of yesterday's show where we had a discussion about who would die first, Lost in the Woods. We thought, let's have a go at this one between myself and Whitney. Who would die first inside the abandoned Hotel Cadillac in downtown Rochester?
So the theory here is that we, you know, are taken there against our will and the doors are locked and there's no way out. We have no phone to call for help.
It's
whatever.
Like a Saw type situation.
Yeah, exactly. So naturally, I think that I would live longer. Uh-huh. I think you would die first. So
okay,
I have the advantage of having lived in New York City. Go ahead.
What? You lived in New York City? Oh my God. It's the biggest city in the world. Did you know it's a cement jungle?
And the Hotel Cadillac is every Manhattan apartment under $2,000
a month. I don't know about that.
I have lived amongst mice, giant centipedes, spiders, cockroach infestations, flying cockroaches. I've had people try to break into my apartment. I've had domestic disputes in my neighbors. I've dealt with so much in these places. This would be challenging and horrific, yes. But I have the experience to survive it. Corey, on the other hand, lives in a beautiful house on Canandaigua Lake with all the finer things in life, all the comforts, and you, my guess, is that you would have a heart attack and die the moment you realize there was no bidet at the Hotel Cadillac for you to use. Where's the bidet?
See, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because, yes, that is my situation now, and I'm very grateful for that, and I've worked very, very hard. What?
Okay, carry on.
But it hasn't always been like that in my life.
Oh, okay. Play the sad music.
How did you know that was coming?
Here it is.
So it hasn't always been sunshine and rainbows for me.
You grew up in Leave It to Beaver life.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But my early career wasn't the best. You know, I actually left my parents' house at 18 and didn't go back.
Yeah.
And let's say my first several apartments weren't exactly the finest. And as you say that...
Yeah, you're in Albany, you're fine.
Well, not even there. I'm going to even take a step back. My first apartment, the first house I ever lived in Brockport, New York. Now, you say that your apartments in New York City probably were in comparison to what it looks like inside of Hotel Cadillac.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be willing to bet that my house at Brockport that I lived in as a senior also compares to what it's like at Hotel Cadillac.
Doubt it.
Giving me the experience.
Doubt it.
I mean, the bugs. Got all of that. Maggots in my sink. That's been a thing. And then, I mean, again, you brought up Albany. I've lived in an apartment where I had no heat. And I had to turn on my oven and point a fan into my bedroom so I wouldn't freeze in the winter. So I'm a little, you know, as soft as I may seem now, I'm battle hardened, okay? I've been through a lot to get to this point.
I guess my point, though, is that your life is so luxurious now that I don't think you could go back. I don't.
If I had to. And here's my thing. Look, I don't think I would survive long in there. I'm going to be honest with you. But I know for a fact I would survive longer than Whitney.
No, you would not.
And it's just based on the bugs. On the bugs.
No.
You you've called your dad to come kill bugs in your apartment.
That's because because they shock me and they're not supposed to be there. You know, like, I would being, expect them,
you know,
in the hotel.
You know what being shocked leads to? Heart attacks and death.
Yeah.
Just knowing in the germs.
Well, yeah, the germs. This coming through on the text line 69822. Corey would die first because I feel like he is kind of a sissy. Somebody else said, who would be willing to eat mice and drink pee to sustain life?
That would be me. That's also a point for Corey.
You would not.
I would be more willing than you would.
You would not. You would not.
If I had to. Hey, here's...
You come in with your green tea fancy espresso shots.
Here's my other point, okay?
What?
Here's my other point that I brought up yesterday, and I need to bring it up again, and I think it does give me an advantage over you, is I have a baby to live for.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And I mean, I've got a son that I'd like to try to raise and create a nice adult for this society.
But the whole point is that neither of us are going to survive it. So, like,
yeah, but I would try. I'm not just going to give up.
I think that would be a weakness for you.
Having a baby?
Because you'd have to take care of him amidst
the
bugs.
Why do you keep giving me my baby in these scenarios?
Well, because you keep bringing it up. Stop bringing it up.
Oh, he's in the universe that we're talking about. He's not with me. I'm not wearing my baby Bjorn like I did on stage at 98PXY Summer Jam.
Why
running
not?
On my baby.
Why not?
I don't feel like it's not an appropriate place for a child to be.
It's fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.